This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. And welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're just getting started. First hour in, a couple questions already through. And we do have another call on the line, so we're going to get right to it. Nathan, who's up next?
Mary's in Pennsylvania.
Mary, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I have a question. I have some amaryllis, and somebody told me to slip them out of the pot to dry them, and I put them on a piece of paper in my basement. Is that the right thing to do? And if so, there's like dirt in them yet. Do I take some of the dirt off of those roots and try to repot them, or what to do? I don't know.
Well, so with the amaryllis, at this time of year, we're trying to give them a little bit of rest, right, to get them to really get going again. If you were these ones from like a previous year?
Yeah, pretty many, yeah. They're many years.
Okay. I mean, this is one of those ones where you could take it out of the container, let it kind of sit, or you could just leave it in the container and not worry about doing much to it.
Mm-hmm.
That's really up to you on how you want to do it. But if you've already taken it out of the container and you've let it kind of sit, you don't want to try and, you know, rub the soil off on your own. You want to let it dry out a little bit and then kind of shake the soil off if that's what you're looking to do, right? Because sometimes if you try to remove the soil from it yourself, you can break some of those roots that have already established, causing a little bit of damage there. But the idea is you want to have that bulb stored in a cool, dry place for about 8 to 10 weeks. You don't want to water it. You don't want to do anything. And that's going to get it going again. So, you know, if you could get it into like a closet or a basement where it's going to be, you know, dark, something that it doesn't, it's not like a poinsettia, right, where you need to have that dark period. But you don't have to do much to it is what I'm really trying to say.
Okay.
So, and then, you know, once about, you know, I'd say probably closer to 8 weeks. You don't have to do the 10 weeks. What you'll do is if you've taken it out of the soil, you're going to repot it. Get it in some nice soil. Get it in the level where it always would be for an amaryllis, so you're not getting too high on the bulb, leaving, you know, about, sometimes, depending upon the size of the bulb, you know, about a third of the bulb. So maybe an inch, maybe a couple inches. And then that's when you're going to start watering, getting some fertilizer in it, pushing some of the growth a little bit and trying to get it to rebloom for you. And it can take about 8 weeks to it to rebloom after you start the watering process. So we're, you know, you start now and you put it in, a basement closet, whatever, for 8 weeks. We're in the middle of January. And then from there, you take it out, start going again. You're probably going to be, that's going to put you in the middle of March that it would be blooming. And then you're really only a couple of weeks to a month or so to start getting ready to bring it outside. So, you know, you could have some time with it during the off season versus, you know, everybody has amaryllis during Christmas time.
Yeah.
You're going to have it a little bit different time when, you know, at that time frame in January, February, there's not a lot going on. This might be nice to have some color, right?
You're right. And what kind of fertilizer would I give it?
So just like an all-purpose, like liquid.
Oh, really?
Right. So you could use like a Peters. You could use the Miracle-Gro. Really up to you on what you want to use.
Okay.
But you're going to want to do that every couple weeks to get it going.
And I water that from the top or the bottom?
So you could water that just the soil.
Just the soil.
Yep, just the soil. You don't want to water too much. You don't want it to just sit in water.
Right.
You know, you want to keep the soil wet without soaking wet. You know what I mean? So the other thing is, too, is, you know, once that first blossom kind of fades and starts to break down a little bit, you can cut it back. And sometimes, you know, some other blossoms will pop out.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Well, that's good.
Definitely.
Okay, I'm going to try it. Thank you very much.
Excellent. Well, good luck, Mary.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Have a great one. Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. It's lightening up out there. You know, it's been raining all morning. I think the rain's going to stop at some point this morning to allow us to finish up some of those chores out there to get ready for winter, get things taken care of. But I think, I don't know, it's a little bit of rain off and on. Not as bad as some of that rain the other day. I'll tell you, like I said earlier, yesterday was like, at one point, you couldn't see outside. But it was so warm. You know, you had all the windows open, the doors open, all those things. It was just like, hurry up and check. Anyways, so we're still talking about things that we can take care of in our for winter to be ready for next year. You know, one of those things you should be thinking about, and again, I told you earlier, continue to water till the ground freezes. But when the ground freezes, I want you to take the hose, if you have it, on a hose reel, take it out, completely roll it out as long as it is. So it's flat, straight, no kinks in it, no nothing. Let it sit for, you know, a little bit of time, right? And let all the water drain out of it. So it's best to try and have it so there's a little bit of an angle. Doesn't have to be a lot of an angle. It can be an inch over every 8 feet, right? That's minimal. That's the perfect grade right there, right? but that's going to allow the water to drain out so it doesn't freeze in the hose, especially if it's like it's one that you leave out, you know? If it freezes in there, it's easier to break in the spring. It's one of those things where if you leave it on the faucet, it can fuse to it depending upon the style. You know, sometimes I've found the best hoses have like a brass coupler on it that goes to the faucet. So that brass doesn't have a, it doesn't fuse as easily. You know, that's something to be thinking about, for next year. But, you know, some of the other thing is you read the article that my father wrote, I was just reading it on the side here. He said throw it over one end over the fence to allow the other side to, you know, drain. That's a good idea, right? But those are things we should be thinking about right now, what else we can be doing to get ready. It's the little things that we get ready now for next season that are going to allow you to start early and get things going. Now, one final thing from that article that we should really be thinking about doing when we put everything away is getting the product called Mouse Magic, right, from Vonage. Mouse Magic has that mint peppermint smell to it. Something you don't, it's not going to affect you. You might actually like the smell. But you place it in all those areas where you're storing stuff over winter. Garages, sheds. You know, my father, every year until we started using the Mouse Magic, would have an issue where mice would chew the wiring underneath the sit-down mower. And that wiring shows the whole mower that you're sitting on it and it's okay to drive. Well, every year for a couple of years, it would just get ruined. Mouse Magic, put that in that area, didn't happen again. So definitely something to be thinking about to keep your equipment safe, keep your product safe so there's no mice coming in there. You might need to do it a couple times, but I'll tell you, it's worth it. So look into Mouse Magic from Vonage to protect your investments. Anyways, if you have questions, call us. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break here. We'll be back in a few.
For a beautiful lawn and garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Liquid Plant Foods by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery. Ask for Dramatic Plant Foods. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Plant Food for dramatic results.
Do you want to stay all natural? Then use all season oil from Vonage to control aphids, mealybugs, mites, and scale in your vegetable and flower garden. Also great for your trees and shrubs. Also new and all natural, a Japanese beetle killer with pyrethrum. And for your flower and rose garden, Rose RX 3-in-1 for organic rose and flower gardening. That's Vonage, where gardening isn't scary.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy-to-take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Gardening Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we've been talking about finalizing some things out there for the garden, for your tools, everything. For winter. That way we are ready to go on the next season and our assets, our products, everything are safe and, you know, we're not worrying about them. So let's talk a little bit about what else you can be doing, with the garden. Now, a lot of you, might use some greens, to decorate, in like your planter beds or those types of things, or get a Christmas tree, right? Remember, taking those, you can put those and, get those covering your, air, you know, your plants, etc. That way, you know, you're using them, making them look good, and then after the season, cover up something. A Christmas tree can be used to cover your plants, can be used to help with the wildlife that's out there. But these are all things to be thinking about. Say you're doing some pruning on an evergreen. Keep those branches, cover them up, some of the plants. Move the leaves into those areas, right? But a lot of times we kind of look at it and say, let's make sure the ground is frozen, because we don't want something coming in and taking over. Another thing we should be looking at doing this time of year, especially, you know, the temperatures are still there, right? We're in between some of, you know, we want like 45 degrees, and there's a couple days this upcoming week that are going to be 46, 47. We can be spraying some of that wilt proof or wilt stop, right? Getting our plants protected, and we're putting those on our evergreens, right, to keep the moisture in during the winter. And we put them on the evergreens because they have the needles, they have the leaves sitting in the winter, the snow with the sun aspect of it, so they dry out quicker. One thing I will say, to not spray would be anything like a blue spruce or anything blue, right? And you're saying, why? Well, the product in it, no matter who makes it, can actually turn that blue spruce into a green spruce. It just happens. It is what it is. So this is one thing to be thinking about. So not unlike a blue spruce. We don't spray the wilt proof or anything on those. But arborvitaes, rhododendrons, hollies, azaleas, mountain laurel, boxwood, all those types. So we're just looking for an anti-desiccant spray, right? Just to help protect it, especially if it's the first year in ground in your home. Protect that investment, right? Get it ready so that next spring it comes back without issues. So what this anti-desiccant does is it holds the moisture in the leaf versus when the winter winds hit it, it can go right through it and pull the moisture out of the leaf. So just by doing this, it's going to help take care of it. Another thing, after the rain is all done, we should take a look at spraying with like a Repelzol or using something along the lines like a Bob-X or Evergard. And any of those sprays for winter, right? Because the deer are out there. They're looking for something to eat. And you have an arborvitae hedge, I bet. And those arborvitaes are a little bit easier to find than some of the smaller plants. And so they'll start eating them. So this is a way just to help to protect them, keep them away. Especially right now, we're going to start training them to keep them away from the plants. So that is something to take a look at. But once the, you know, once the ground gets a good layer of snow, food becomes a little bit more scarce. So they're going to go towards your arborvitaes. So they might, you know, we're training them now, we're pushing them away, but we want to keep on that. So spend a little bit of money to get something like this to help protect them and keep the animals away for the winter. Now, if you have some questions, you can call us here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytonia Plantone Fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Graham Watering Tools have been the professional choice for quality and durability. And now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Graham Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the 9 pattern revolver spray gun. Use a Color Storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Graham, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Graham.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. A push of the U.S. Congress to make daylight savings time permanent, which was unanimously passed by the Senate earlier this year, has stalled out in the House, with a key lawmaker telling Reuters they have been unable to reach a consensus. China will persevere with its dynamic clearing approach to COVID-19 cases as soon as they emerge, health officials said on Saturday, adding that measures must be implemented more precisely and meet the needs of vulnerable people. The country's strict COVID containment approach is still able to control the virus despite the high transmissibility of COVID variants and asymptomatic carriers, an official from the Chinese National Health Commission told the news conference. The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Volker Turk, on Saturday issued an open letter to Elon Musk, the new owner of Twitter, urging him to ensure human rights are central to the management of Twitter. This is USA Radio News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And I do have a call on the line, so I want to get right to it. Nathan, who's up next?
John's in Southern Maine.
John, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you, Patrick. Patrick, I have questions about several plants, and the questions are all around whether to trim them and how much. We have a hydrangea in the back of our home. It faces south, and most of the stems don't appear to have buds on them. I've never trimmed them in the past, but as they dry out, I break off the dried stems that are there. So should I trim that down completely?
Now, what color hydrangea is it?
They were blue this year.
Okay. You definitely don't cut it back all the way to the ground. Just cut the blossoms off. Okay. The blossoms sitting on there, and if the snow hits it, can bend and cause some damage to it. I would not cut the blue hydrangea back by any means.
Okay. We've only had maybe three blossoms this year. Should I be feeding it something?
So I would feed it in the spring. I want you to start the season off once the ground kind of thaws out and is ready to go. I want you to add super phosphate to the soil. Superphosphate is a 0440. What that's going to do is it's really going to promote root development, and it will start to push some of the flowering this spring and add more flowers to it.
Mm-hmm.
What I'd also like to see you do is when you start to see the buds start to open up, just as they're starting to open, at that point I want you to use a liquid fertilizer that is a bloom booster.
Mm-hmm.
The reason behind that is it's readily available for the plant and will help actually push it blossoming, right? Because
okay. If
you use the bloom booster when there's no flowers or anything along those lines there, it's not doing anything for the future blooms. It's only just doing something for
the root development, etc. So it's not going to help push more blooms.
Okay.
So I want you to use it, but I want you to use it when you start to see the buds of the flowers start to form.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. As opposed to opening?
Yeah, so once they just
the buds open.
Yeah, once they start to form. Because you'll know, okay. You'll see the difference between a flower versus a leaf. As it's just starting, that's when you use the liquid version of the bloom booster. You use the superphosphate right at the beginning of the season.
Okay. And on the bloom booster, is there a number to be looking for, or is it just a standard product?
So it's a standard product that'll say right on it, bloom booster.
Okay.
Right? And it's usually the middle number is just really like a heavier number than everything. So the phosphorus levels on it are a lot higher than any and than everything else on there.
Terrific. Okay, in the front of the house, which is actually the north side, there's an oak leaf hydrangea that had quite a few flowers this year. Last year did not, interestingly enough. But should I be trimming that one at all?
Well, so my question for you is, what did you do last year different than any other year? Was there anything, or?
No, I really didn't do anything for it. It just came out on its own, and, I did water it during the drought season, but that was about it.
Okay. Well, the reason why I ask is if there was something different than you had done before, let's kind of try to keep with it, right? One of the cool things about that oak leaf hydrangea is around now, it's probably turned that nice bright red foliage color. So it's a really cool look to it. Something that's almost like a fall winter interest, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You don't necessarily have to prune it, right? At this point, these are the oak leaf hydrangeas are ones that bloom on a prior year's growth. So the time that you want to prune them is after they flower, right?
Okay. Yep.
So this would be, again, the same as the blue hydrangeas, using just cutting off the flowers so that the flowers aren't sitting on the plant during like a winter season, so they're not bending over, breaking the branches, doing some other damage that way, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So don't prune that one back, just prune the flowers themselves.
Okay. And I forgot to ask you, you mentioned not putting Wiltproof or something similar, Wiltstop, on the blue plants, and yep. On the blue hydrangea, I have used that in the past.
I thought of that as well and didn't realize it until now, but more the blue foliage, like a blue spruce. There's something, I don't know exactly what it is, but there's something on it that just kind of changes it from blue to a green.
Okay. Okay. All right. Moving on other plants, just roses, is it okay to take them down quite a bit, or should I wait to the spring? When should I be trimming them down?
So, sorry. All right. So some of the roses, people will do a little bit of pruning now just to clean it up, spraying over the top with like a Wiltstop again. But the biggest time to prune the majority of your roses will be in about April, right? About April 15th-ish, about the time, the spring. Like sports are starting to emerge, like the Red Sox come back to Boston. As my father always used to say, that would be the best time to prune it, right?
Okay.
You can prune some of it back now just to get rid of some of it, and then spray the open, the buds or the branches with like a Wiltstop to hold the moisture in.
But that's up to you. I've seen it done always where some people will prune now and cut it back, and then some will wait in the spring. Up to you on what to do, but I think the best is pruning them in the spring.
Okay. Okay, great. And last two are on blackberry plants and raspberry plants. We have a couple of areas in the back that have both, well, one area is blackberry, the other is raspberry.
Okay. So we'll start with the blackberry. So this would be a time when they're in there. You want it to be in the dormant period when you would cut a little bit of this back. Because you're looking to cut back some of these to about 16 to 18 inches. The next summer, the fruit will go from there. And then at that point, the canes that flowered, had the fruit, should be removed as well, because they'll flower, causing the fruit from the previous year's growth. But we want new growth to come up so that those shoots that are on the blackberry, we can prune them back so they can have new shoots come up and fruit off of those. And then was it raspberries was the other one?
Yes.
Okay. So raspberries, they were summer fruiting raspberries?
Well, actually, we must have had a mix in there because we just harvested a small amount this past couple of weeks. But most of them were summer.
Okay. The summer fruiting raspberries, those are the ones in the late summer fall is when you would prune after the berries have been harvested. So this is a point that you can do that. The berries are usually on second year growth. So the idea is to try and prune out some of the canes that fruited from this year. So the ones that you just did, you'll be able to tell which ones had them, which ones, had the fruit on it. And then you'll prune those out, leaving the newer growth for next year, so that those will produce the raspberries for you. So that's what I would look at, especially, if it's... It's interesting, right? Because you're telling me that some you just did, those are ones which bear fruit on the current season's growth when they're late summer, fall type fruiting, whereas the midsummer are from the previous season. So if you kind of have a mix, it's hard to tell, which one's which. But if you kind of know which plants flowered and fruited for you in the summer months versus just now, that's where the difference will be. You know what I mean? The midsummer, prune those back this year, the ones that they bloomed on. The ones that are late summer, fall fruiting, those are on that current season's growth. So you can prune them back or leave them. Most likely prune them back because they're... the next year's growth is fine. It's going to be, it'll be able to fruit on that one as well.
Okay, so if I'm understanding you correctly, prune both types now.
Yeah, in essence. Yeah. That would have been the easier way to say it.
Okay. I thought of one more thing. My wife asked me about trimming down the lilac bushes, basically taking them down to a few inches. We have a couple that are probably about 10 to 12 feet tall now. We've been in this house 4 years, and they were probably about 8 feet or more tall when we moved in, so they've grown a bit, but... should I take those down to maybe 8 to 10 inches, or is that going to harm the plant?
So that's going to affect, next year's flowers, everything along those lines.
Yeah.
I personally wouldn't cut them down till after they bloom, right?
After bloom, okay.
I would, I would make sure that they...
How intensively then, if they've just bloomed and I want to cut them down?
You know, the one thing that concerns me is when we cut a plant that's 10 feet tall all the way down to the base, it's almost like you're killing the plant. I would cut no more than a third of the stems each year.
Okay. Okay, thank you very much, Paul.
All right.
Sorry.
That's okay, John. No problem. You have a great rest of your day.
Thank you, and have a great Thanksgiving and
you
Christmas
too.
And New Year.
Thank you. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? You spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moisture annuals. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moisture annuals. The soil moisture annuals will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications in a variety of formats.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, I was just thinking about this. I know I have another call on the line, so just hang tight with me real quick. When John was asking about pruning lilacs all the way back, now, you could actually, if you're looking to just kind of thin it down, you could take about a third of the branching of the whole plant, go to the biggest ones and cut those branches down to the ground to thin it out, keep it a little bit smaller. And you can do that for a couple of years, really, to thin that plant down, make it a little bit smaller, and not have to worry about it. So I just wanted to say it before I forgot about it, because I think it is something to think about. Anyways, let's get right back to the calls. Nathan, who's up next?
Don's in Wells.
Don, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi.
Good morning.
I recently purchased a rose plant in a 10-inch pot.
Okay.
And I was wondering if it's too late to plant it, or should I store it?
Definitely, if you can get it in the ground, which you should still be able to put a shovel in the ground, get it in there. 100%.
Oh, okay.
Get it right into the ground. It's going to be better than having the roots above ground. I mean, if you have to have it above ground, that's fine too. But the best bet, if you can still put a shovel in the ground, put it into the ground and plant it. The plant will do better that way.
It's better than trying to store it in the pot for the winter.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, the plant, a lot of it's gone dormant anyways, and it's not going to do a lot. And so by putting it in the ground, you're allowing the ground to stay like a consistent temperature, whereas the pot, being above ground, sometimes that freeze-thaw effect can affect the roots a little bit more, and harmful. So if you can get it into the ground and you have time, I'd put it in there, really. Plenty of time.
Oh, very good.
Okay?
Yeah. Okay, well, thank you.
All right, Don. Have a great rest of your day.
Yeah, you too. Yeah, bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're about almost halfway through. Plenty of time left in about 35 minutes or so. Karen from Natural Alternative is going to be joining us. I know they've had a busy week getting ready for that next season, getting things taken care of. But we're going to be talking some, final things to be doing in the yard. You can still put the fertilizer down. We're going to talk a little bit about protolizer, and then we'll really talk a little bit about some ice melt. You know, get it now before storms happen. Ice melt, you might not be thinking about it yet, but if you see it out there, you know, we're going to explain some of the differences between the two and how, you know, it's not just the rock salt option. There are other options out there, some CMA and some of their natural products. So definitely stay tuned to discuss that with us and listen to it. Because if you've put plants in or you've put new driveway in, new patios, etc., there's some different ones that you should be using, and we'll explain what ones to use versus what not to use. Because you might have spent a lot of money on those things and you don't want to ruin that investment. So we look forward to that. Again, in about 35 minutes or so, we'll be on the air with her to discuss it. So stay tuned. But for everybody else, phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And, if you have some time today, still time before the ground freezes to plant some bulbs. This is a good time to do it anyways. A lot of garden centers still have some out there. You're probably going to get them at a good discounted price. But that doesn't mean there's anything wrong with the bulbs. It's just late in the season. People are just trying to get rid of some of them. And so putting them in the ground right now before the ground freezes is like ideal situation. We're going into that cold stratification period for them, allowing them to get ready for next season. So definitely put them in if you have some time today. Ground's wet, so it's going to be easier to dig everything out and get it ready. If you have questions, call us, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. Be back in a few.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.